Welcome to the HR Chat Show, one of the world's most downloaded and shared podcasts designed for HR pros, talent execs, tech enthusiasts, and business leaders. For hundreds more episodes and what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.
In today's episode of the HR Chat Show, we offer tips on ways that HR tech companies can drive more traffic to their sites, increase exposure, and help meet marketing and branding goals with strategic content. Hey, this is Bill Banham, your host today. And joining me on the show is Valerie Morris, a digital marketing strategist, speaker, author, and consultant, helping busy experts share their brand message and expertise with the world with the power of authority building content. She helps them position themselves as leaders in the field with the power of digital marketing, social media, and strategic content. She also teaches others how to do the same with smart systems for strategic marketing success. I've known Valerie now for a little while. She's a super awesome person. I think you're going to enjoy this episode. With experience in the HR tech space and others, Valerie and her team focus on authority building content designed to position client brands as experts in their industry. And they use social media and digital marketing tactics to get their message out there. Hey, Valerie, welcome to the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Bill. It's fun to be here.
Okay, Valerie, why don't you just take 60 seconds and tell our listeners a bit more about yourself?
Yeah, so I am a content strategist on the digital marketing side of things, and I've worked with HR companies, I've worked with HR leaders with their personal brand, and just positioning themselves as a leader within their own company and the subculture there, but also helping brands show up better and more authentically online, showcasing their expertise, really positioning themselves on social media, leveraging content like blogs, video, podcasts, any of that kind of stuff that can really showcase them as the trusted authority in their space.
Thanks for tuning in to the HR Chat Podcast. If you're enjoying this episode, we'd really appreciate it if you could subscribe and leave a 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice. And now, back to the conversation.
Excellent. Thank you, Valerie. So today's format is a little bit different in the sense that I've got a whole bunch of questions, which primarily going to help those folks who market to HR pros, business leaders, talent professionals and such. So maybe they're from HR tech companies or perhaps they're consultants, for example. And I've got so many questions here that we're going to make it quite rapid fire because Valerie is the expert. Okay, so what Valerie doesn't know isn't worth knowing. So I'm going to throw a whole bunch of questions and I'm going to challenge her to answer them in about 60 seconds or less, unless there's a big one. And then I might give her a whole 90 seconds or something like that. So let's get into it, Valerie. First one, in 60 seconds or less, in a crowded tech market, how can vendors differentiate their content to stand out and attract the attention of business leaders and HR pros? Go.
Well, you know, so about, 10, 12 years ago, people could get away with just sharing third-party content nonstop for their company, and you'd get great engagement on social media. But there's been this trend of now the tide has switched to where people are getting so much from so many different places that you really have to have your own original content that your brand, whether it's a personal or a company brand, puts out. And so if you have the ability to write blogs, white papers, even just a customized email that showcases your expertise, people are looking for something unique that they're not getting from anyone else in the digital marketing space. And so that's one of the biggest things that you can do is to really focus on some of that original thought leadership and put that into a package of content, whether it's, like I said, blog, podcast, video. The channel doesn't matter so much as really putting out your own thoughts and starting to just share your own opinions and perspective on things, because that's what's going to differentiate you from your competitors at large.
The Association for Talent Development members and customers are professionals who help others achieve their full potential by improving their knowledge, skills, and abilities in the workplace. They go by many titles: talent development managers, trainers, instructional designers, performance consultants, frontline managers, workplace learning professionals, and more. ATD's members come from more than 120 countries and work in organizations of all sizes and in all industry sectors. Interested in learning more about membership and ATD events? Visit td.org.
Very good, very good. I'd say that was about 58 seconds, Valerie. Let's keep this.
Doing well then.
Okay, let's challenge you again in 60 seconds or less. How important do you think it is in terms of understanding the unique pain points and challenges faced by business leaders and HR pros in creating relevant content?
I mean, that's understanding the pain points of your audience, regardless of your industry, it's vital, because ultimately that's what's going to get people to want to consume your content. If you are solving a problem that they are experiencing, you are answering a question that they have nagging in the back of their mind, you are going to be relevant to them. So one of the biggest things that I encourage people to go back to is to look at your SEO, your search engine optimization. Whether or not you have that as an exact focus in your marketing strategy at the moment, go back to that and do some keyword research to see what questions are people asking in the world of search engines, because that gives you a nice, easy spot to start. The other thing is to maybe look at your sales organization and ask them, like, what are prospects asking? Like, what are their big pain points in understanding our product or service? That's going to help you understand what questions you can answer with content, with your marketing, so that you answer the question before anyone even has a chance to ask it.
Okay, I hope you're writing this all down, listeners, because this is rapid fire stuff today. Valerie, next one. Let's keep this up. Let's go for another minute-ish answer. What types of content formats have proven to be the most effective in engaging and educating this particular audience, HR pros, leaders, talent professionals, those interested in the world of work? What do they care about the most?
Yeah. So just at large, video content tends to work really well. Podcast content works really well. Video at large, just because social media platforms tend to favor video engagement over others. So organically, you're going to get a little bit more bang for your buck if you're creating video content. Podcasting is huge in this space because we all know that those in the HR space are busy, right? So odds are you're listening to this podcast while you are doing the dishes or exercising or driving in and out on your commute. You are multitasking while you're listening and engaging to content. So any of that type of content that people can multitask with works really, really well for this space particularly, just because we all know there are a ton of fires that can pop up in a given day that we did not expect. And before we know it, our day is out of control. There's just so many different things that are coming at us in a given day. Any of that audio or video content can really go a long way for you.
Okay, so you're creating loads of cool content. Obviously, part of the reason why I create the content is because ultimately you want to sell your services to this audience. We've been speaking about the HR pros and such. But in my experience, somebody who's been creating content in this space for far too many years, since before I was gray, and also building out different communities through events and such, I know for a fact that HR people do not like to be sold to, Valerie. So how does one strike a balance between providing valuable information but also subtly promoting their tech products or their services as part of that?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is providing value. So anytime you can educate or help or provide resources for people, it's just going to keep you top of mind to them, so that you're putting your face and your name in front of them in some fashion or another. In the digital space, you know, that could be a micro impression of like a social media post or an email or whatnot. And over time, those micro impressions, they lead to one really big, good impression, right? So as long as you're staying top of mind with people and providing that consistent value, people are going to want to keep you around, okay? And they're going to slowly, it's not going to happen overnight, but they're going to understand that you are the expert in XYZ. You fill in that blank. But thought leadership really is—it's the key. It's what gives a prospect trust with you before you ever have a conversation with them. And so, if you can do that with the content that you're creating in your marketing, that's just going to go a long way to just moving someone further along in the sales cycle. And ultimately, they're going to be a better client or customer long term because they have that established trust from you as a thought leader. Again, whether you're a personal brand or a business brand, both can really make those thought leaderships and that authority. You can build all of that, whether you're a personal or a business.
Once in a while, an event series is born that shakes things up. It makes you think differently, and it leaves you inspired. That event is Disrupt HR. The format is 14 speakers, 5 minutes each, and slides rotate every 15 seconds. If you're an HR professional, a CEO, a technologist, or a community leader, and you've got something to say about talent, culture, or technology, Disrupt is the place. It's coming soon to a city near you. Learn more at disrupthr.co.
Okay, thank you. So what are the key metrics? What are the key stats, the KPIs that folks need to be looking at to measure the success of their content marketing efforts? Or does that kind of depend on what the goals are in the first place?
You know, I think it definitely goes back to your goals. Like if your goal is to get a certain number of people in a webinar or into a sales funnel, if you're trying to get a certain number of MQLs into your marketing mix, obviously that's one of your big KPIs. But one of the big KPIs that a lot of people forget about, they like to look at the fun metrics of like, oh, you know, my social media content got XYZ impressions and we got X number of, you know, reach and we have, you know, way more followers than our competitors. However, website traffic is also one of the biggest KPIs that a lot of people forget about when they look at their digital marketing mix. And so they don't think about like, oh my gosh, like we're actually getting a ton of traffic from LinkedIn where we hardly ever do any sort of hard sell on things. But it's driving the most website traffic to certain content, downloads, lead magnets, whatever. You have, as long as you're looking at seeing like what's actually driving the movement, that's I think what's going to be most beneficial. You know, the followers, the impressions, those are all really great. Those are going to tell you like what people are interested in, what's providing the most value to your audience. But as far as what's moving the needle, a lot of people forget to look at that website traffic to see where are we getting the most traffic, which gives you an indication of where you should focus the rest of your marketing attention.
Okay. And on a related note, what are some of those big pitfalls that vendors in the HR space should try and avoid when creating content? What are some of the horror stories that you've seen or big things that you say are massive no-nos, do not do? But again, please answer in 60 seconds or less.
Yeah, the biggest pitfalls I've seen with people is they get obsessed with things being perfect. And as a result, they end up obsessing so much around, hey, you know, we want to make sure this is hitting the right mark. Well, the problem is, they end up wasting so much time creating the content on the inside, you know, on the backside of things internally, that it never gets out to the light of day. And so while obviously you want to put out quality content, you want to put out quality marketing, you don't need to obsess over it being absolutely perfect, because the reality is there's going to be too many people in your organization who are all going to have opinions about things. You're never going to get something that everyone loves 100%. You're never going to have something that's 100% perfect. You can have something that's excellent, but it doesn't need to be perfect. And so that's one of the biggest pitfalls I see with people in their marketing, is they want to wait until it's absolutely perfect to put it out, and they end up not getting anything out instead. Whereas you look at your competitors and you see them churning out content left and right, they are the ones who are getting the impressions, the eyeballs, the top of mind impressions to their audience, that they are the expert in XYZ. A lot of people may only see the subject line or the preview on your social post. They may not actually read your social post or your email. But if they are continually seeing those small little few words that you're putting out there, that's still valuable. And so again, don't let perfection get in the way of getting something really excellent out about your company or your brand in a consistent way. aim for consistency, not for perfection.
Love it. And we're already out of time because I was chit-chatting too much with you before we hit record today, which is on me. We'll just have to get you on again soon. But just to wrap up for today, Valerie, how can folks connect with you?
Yeah, so you can find me online, Valerie Morris, and my company is tinterracreative.com. So feel free to reach out. Would love to connect with you.
Wonderful. Well, that just leaves me to say for today, Valerie Morris, I've got so much respect and time for you. I think you're awesome. Please keep doing what you're doing. And thank you very much for being my guest today.
Thanks so much, Bill.
And listeners, as always, until next time, happy working.
Thanks for listening to the HR Chat Show. If you enjoyed this episode, why not subscribe and listen to some of the hundreds of episodes published by HR Gazette? And remember, for what's new in the world of work, subscribe to the show, follow us on social media, and visit hrgazette.com.